time for the Daily Dust. Are you ready for it?
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
All right, we're dishing. So Barstool Sports' Dave Portnoy aims to prove that he is a genuine Swiftie. He showcased a handwritten note from Taylor.
From the desk of Taylor Swift. Dave, I'm so happy to have you at the show tonight. I want to say thank you for always being so supportive, so loyal, and for having my back when a lot of people didn't. I hope you have a blast tonight. Love, Taylor, heart. Songwriter, feline enthusiast.
So this response came after a viral TikTok accused him of being a performative Swiftie. Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, Ken Burns, Missy Elliott, and Queen Latifah received the National Medal of Arts last night. And Martha Stewart discussed her fallout with Ina Garten. While responding to questions about Garten's memoir, Stewart dismissed claims about their split stemming from Garten moving to Connecticut.
She can write whatever she wants.
What do it say? I need to know. I didn't read the book. What do it say?
Ina said that they fell out because she moved to Connecticut.
That's not true.
Martha don't fall out with people.
Martha feels like she stopped talking
after I went to jail.
Right.
Yeah, because that's when I stepped in.
Right. Right. There you go.
I love Snoop Dogg chiming in for support. Angelina Jolie spent a few days at a London hotel with her rumored boyfriend, a 40-year-old British rapper named Akala. Oh. Yeah, he's handsome. Kevin Costner spoke with ET regarding the potential of dating Hoda Kotb, the anchor of Today. What?
I appreciate the goodwill. That she's been great to me. When I go back there, the way they open people treat me well. They treat me good, and she's got a spark. And we've never had coffee together.
So the interviewer was trying to say she would text her and set them up. And he's like, I know how to meet girls. Shakira had to upgrade some of her North American tour dates to stadium shows because of high demand. And Jenna Fisher says one of the first people she called when she got her breast cancer diagnosis was Christina Applegate, who had also had it.
I checked the portal on the hike, and that's when I saw words like invasive, ductal, carcinoma, malignant, you know, and I was like, those words sound like cancer words.
Yeah, I'm so glad the portal wasn't around back when I was diagnosed. That would have freaked me out. She did go on to express gratitude for life, sharing how her experience with breast cancer has helped her overlook daily irritations. Same girl, same. Pink cocaine was found in Liam Payne's system when he died. What is it? A mixture that generally includes meth, ketamine, and Molly, but not necessarily cocaine. It's kind of like fake cocaine. And a dirt alert. Y'all, I mentioned to you yesterday that Elvira said Ariana Grande was rude to her backstage one time. Well, now Ari has apologized to Elvira for being snotty. She said she was having an anxiety attack during a meet and greet with her family.
I don't know. I think it just all happened so quickly. And now looking back, I'm like, I'm like, really?
Yeah. Anyway, she thanked Elvira for, quote, being so nice to my mom. I think that was part of the problem. She may not have actually known who Elvira was. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.